Conquest was a 1937 romantic drama directed by Roy Del Ruth, a filmmaker better known for his work in snappy comedies and musicals. The film starred the celebrated pairing of Greta Garbo and Charles Boyer, telling a sweeping love story set against the political intrigues of Napoleonic Europe. Based on the novel Pani Walewska by Wacław Gonciorowski, it followed the true-to-life romance between Countess Marie Walewska and Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte, with Garbo playing the Polish noblewoman and Boyer portraying the French leader. The story centered on Marie's reluctant seduction by Napoleon, initially undertaken to serve the cause of Polish independence, only to blossom into a complex relationship that challenged both their loyalties and emotions. This is Land of the Lost, Conquest. Despite the prestige of its cast and lavish MGM production values, the film was a costly endeavor that failed to recoup its expenses at the box office. While Garbo's presence lent the project an air of sophistication, critical reception at the time was mixed, with praise for the lead's performances tempered by complaints about the pacing and an overabundance of melodrama. The film's budget was one of the highest of the year, but it struggled to find an audience in a market that was beginning to favor lighter fare. Over the decades, Conquest became increasingly rare to encounter, and it eventually slipped into obscurity. While not entirely erased from history, its original negatives and complete high-quality prints are believed lost, with only degraded copies and scattered promotional materials surviving. Lobby cards, posters, and a handful of production stills provide tantalizing glimpses of its opulent costumes and elaborate set designs. But for modern audiences, the full impact of the film's visual splendor is largely inaccessible. The loss of Conquest is a reminder of how even major studio productions, once considered secure in the vaults, can vanish due to neglect, improper storage, or rights complications. For film historians, it remains a title of interest not only because of its star power and the unusual pairing of Garbo with Del Ruth's directorial sensibilities, but also as a case study in how prestige projects can fail commercially, yet retain a place in cinema lore. The surviving fragments hint at a grand romantic epic that reflected both the height of 1930s studio craftsmanship and the challenges of translating sweeping historical passion onto the screen.